One's a vegan. The other's a cripple. Oh, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak. Rant Speak with Sumerian and Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk. Talk. Rant Radio Talk. Talk. Rant Speak.
Rant Radio Talk. Talk. Rant Speak. You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
It's time again. Yes, that special time in the week. Not the special time in the month, but the special time in the week. It's Sunday night, and it's time for Rant Speak. Very special Rant Speak tonight. Because of what's happening at the end, which is very exciting. This is Sumerian. This is Rant Radio. This is Rant Radio Talk. And we're going to give Smokey a call, my co-host, my drunk co-host. Well, a little bit drunk, he says. So let's give him a call. Get him on board. A lot of people in the IRC tonight. And we'll go through the IRC names in a little bit after Smokey is on the line. Calling, 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 calling. Connecting to Smokehouse.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
I'm here.
Are you drunk?
A little bit.
Just a touch.
But I'm okay.
Touch tipsy. Not too drunk that you can't do the show.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So you went to a baseball game.
Yes, I went to see the Cubs play in Chicago.
And that was last night?
That was, yesterday afternoon. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, awesome. Did they win, or who won? How'd the game go?
Yes, they did win.
Excellent, so.
It was a good time.
Sweet. And you had a really good time, because, well.
Yes, I did.
You're still drunk, or is this a continuation?
This is just today.
Okay, still celebrating the win at the baseball game.
I didn't get drunk at the ball game for two reasons. It cost too much.
Oh, yeah.
And my seat was way too far from the bathroom.
Was it like $5 a beer or something?
Yeah, pretty much.
Not so good.
No, that's not good at all. So I just waited until afterwards to get drunk, and it just sort of stayed that way for a day or so.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, had a good time.
Excellent. I went to a stag party last night.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How was that for you?
That was lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Whose party was it?
A
guy at work that I know, that I work with. And hired 6 strippers.
I was just going to ask that.
In a penthouse suite in one of the tallest buildings in Vancouver. Totally cool. Awesome view from up there of the whole city. See the water.
Did you get drunk, or did you just sit there and go, yep, I'm here?
No, I don't really drink, so. I did not get drunk.
I know you've been drunk before, I've seen that.
Oh yeah, I have been drunk, but I don't drink anymore. It just doesn't do anything for me. Like, it just makes me feel sick and makes me act foolish.
You may think so, but that's never my intention either. It just sort of ends up that way.
Oh yeah.
You know, I never sit down and say, I'm going to get drunk. It's just you sit down and go, okay, I'll have another beer.
Oh yeah.
It's one of those things.
And I'm also deterred by the fact that I don't really like the taste of it either. Like, none of it. It has to be, like, super, super fruity. And then in that case, I'm like, oh, and I'll just have some fruit juice or something.
Well, you have to find something you like. That's the thing.
Well, I haven't, so blah.
Whereas me, I'm not picky. So.
Does it have any alcoholic content in it? Yeah, pass me the Lysol, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
Cooking wine, yeah. Pass it over, yep.
There have been some things that I've thrown at, but not too many.
Yeah.
It's the Irish in me, I think.
Yeah, well, I've got some Irish in me, too. My last name, but that's about it.
Yeah, your last name, and that's about it.
That's where it stops. Yes, people of my heritage are shamed, yes.
Yes, real Irish people like eat meat and drink beer. And
very true. Meat, potatoes, and beer.
Pretty much.
That's their diet. Well, potatoes, I like those. So, this is Rant Speak, and I'm Sumerian, and you are?
I am Smokehouse.
And we're here every Sunday night, through your speakers, into your ears, penetrating your mind.
It was funny because I'm drinking and I have to go, oh, I have to do a radio show in 2 hours.
You're like, oops.
I'm with my parents at this time.
Oh, okay.
And they're laughing at me. Because they know.
They know you have to do the radio show and you're like getting blasted out of your mind. But which sometimes translates well to radio, but usually not.
Well, see, the weird thing about me is if I get drunk, I never lose my cognitive reason.
Oh, that's good.
But my speech gets really bad.
Which is not good for radio. It'd be good for video because you're stumbling around and stuff, but...
I mean, I know what I want to say.
Yeah.
And I'm still smart. I just can't say it. It comes out as garbage.
Yeah.
Which is not good for radio, no.
Not at all.
No.
So, let's get on with the show.
Alrighty.
We're going to take calls tonight, so put up the Skype link for people who want to download Skype and talk to us at the end.
Okay.
And Purden, we will talk to you this week. I promise.
He's going to bug me.
I know he is. I know he is. He's already bugging me about bugging you.
I'll get to it, man.
Are you going
to
have it out on the air with him or what?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I mean, there's
okay.
Other people that I haven't answered yet, and I really should.
Oh, I've got a good one I'm going to forward you. Oh, she's hot. It's awesome.
Is she?
I just got it today. Oh, yeah.
Right on.
Sign her up. Who cares? Don't even listen to the demo.
Just whatever?
Yeah, base it on the picture.
Is this because of the one I showed you from the folks at Cam Mafia? Is that why this came out?
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm just saying, I showed you a hot one, so now we have to have hot ones, too.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
They got
We got to compete. We got to compete with them. Oh, she's hot.
They got a bunch of hot ones over there.
The one you showed me? Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, if you have that link, you post in the IRC. Do you remember it?
I can find it a little bit later. Excuse me, and I'll find
it. Sure. Oh my god, that was a great picture. I'm surprised she even put that up. That's awesome.
Other than that, though.
Yeah.
They'll never touch us.
They'll never touch us for content.
Not even. I love him, but not even for a second.
Okay.
No.
And we got a Rant Speak site where you can download all the archives, listen to our past shows, and catch up if you don't know what we're about, if you're just listening for the first time. And we've also got a forum with some links to some past shows. I did last week's and the week before, so I'm trying to keep up with them.
Do people actually talk in that forum?
No, but they do check out the links from time to time.
Oh, what?
So it's, at least it's useful for that. Some people are looking at it. I haven't really looked at how many hits each of them get, but somebody requested that I put them up, so you got to do it for the one person that wants it.
Yeah, don't talk to me in the forum because I won't see it. I don't know.
Makes your head explode.
I hate them when I have my reasons. Just ask Sim.
Oh, yeah. It's a love-hate relationship for me with the forums and the IRC. Just about anybody. It makes me crazy sometimes, but I have the power to kick anybody off the forums, so it's all good. If they start getting a little bit ornery. I used that word in the IRC, didn't I? Yes. It's my word for the night, ornery.
I hope my computer lasts because my start button's not working.
Oh, no. You have to post links. Uh-oh.
I can do that.
You can do that at least, but the start button's a little iffy right at the moment.
Because I was going to go get that web page link, you know,
right.
Talked about.
Yeah.
And I can't get it because I can't bring a browser up.
Uh-oh. That's okay for now. You can find it next week or whatever. I mean, it's just a picture, right?
I'll find it.
Yeah. I installed Linux this week, which is good. So I can finally just kind of do that because I had an extra computer. And I got some help in the IRC with getting the remote desktop thing going on Linux. I installed Suzy.
And which version was that? Tell me. Because I'll do it too and we can work together.
Yeah.
I'm stupid about it too.
I'm totally stupid about Linux. And I'm really embarrassed about it because I really should know it. At least the basics. And I don't know the basics.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I installed Suzy, S-U-S-E. Super easy. Very, very easy. Went in, recognized everything. You can VNC into it. So if you only have one monitor or whatever. Yeah, it's awesome. It's really nice, and it's good for people who are already used to XP, because they've got it set up so much like XP. You just, there's the start menu, there's the desktop. It's just programs, right? And then when you want to get a bit more involved, you can start installing programs and stuff and go to the command line, because it's all about the command line with Linux.
Yeah, I feel like an idiot because I'm Microsoft certified, but I know nothing about Linux at all.
So you got to know the other side of it, hey?
Yeah. They keep telling me that. I'm like, fuck you.
I can't remember.
I've evolved.
Yeah. I mean, it's whatever tool gets a job done, but if you know more tools, you get more jobs done, right?
Yeah, right now I just want a job.
A job, something that pays, not the free jobs that you're doing right now, eh?
I mean, I spent, you know, 10 hours in the booby bar on Friday, but they didn't pay me yet, so.
I mean, it's good side benefits.
Yeah, but still those, waiting on that one.
And those only last so long, though.
Yeah. Boobs don't equal currency, that's all I'm saying.
No, know? Only for the women that equals currency, not for the guys.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I was in the office all day, too, so that sucked a lot.
Oh,
so I didn't get to
fun.
Even look at that many boobs. I was back in the corner typing something.
Not fun at all.
Anyway, continue.
In the IRC, a lot of people, actually. A lot of people. I guess they want to know all about patrolling, which we'll talk about.
96.
96. I think that's the most we've ever had.
Holy crap,
and
man.
And it's not us that's bringing in the 96 people.
How many people are actually listening right now?
Let me do a quick scan. Not that many. Not that many at all, which
no,
is kind of weird.
96.
Not 96. Wow. Actually, I'll go to Shoutcast. That adds it up for me. That makes it easier. 40 almost.
Awesome.
Awesome. 40 people. But it's late at night. I don't expect anybody to listen. If we get one person, I'm happy because it's so late at night.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, the IRC. Mr. Echo, Fergie, Purden, Evil Spork, Amic, Pyronex, Mendaval, Superdude, MST3K, Stone Rhino, Spyco, Tweaked, One of Many, Mainframe. I may repeat names here. Superdude, Evil Spork. That was a long... K-Tog, Pseudo Crow. That's about, and Misconduct's in there too, Rant Fan, a couple other people, Snake Ghost, some people who aren't talking. There you go.
Was Spyco giving you trouble earlier?
Spike, well, he's just saying, I'm banned, and like, okay, you're banned, stop talking about it, jeez, you're banned for some reason.
You didn't do it?
No, I don't remember banning him, it was somebody else, so... He's obviously banned for being annoying because he's talking about being banned the whole time. It's like, well, say something intelligent. Maybe you won't get banned all the time. Oh, well, also, our Skype name is Rant Radio.
And our connection seems really good today, knock on wood.
Yeah, connection to you is very nice. It was flaking out a bit at the beginning, but it's fine right now, which is very good.
Mm-hmm.
And the best connection, of course, is Purden. Which is totally backwards.
That's just evil and wrong.
That is evil. To get involved with Rant Radio, you can do it a bunch of ways, and there's a new way tonight, actually, to get to help out. Yes. We'll go over that a little bit later.
The best way I always say is just do what I tell you.
Do what I tell you and don't do anything but what I tell you. Yeah. But some ways to get involved are send in your picture. We've got lots of pictures of lots of listeners, which is cool because you can look up people in the IRC and see what they actually look like.
Yeah, well, I notice like when I go to the Rant Radio page now and they have that one that you have that one that comes up automatically.
Yeah,
and I see ones I haven't seen before.
Yeah, because
so
that's
I know we're getting some.
That's a really neat script. I can't remember who made it. I give props to in the news somewhere. I love that script. It's really neat. Gives the page a little bit of dynamics, and I've also added. New pictures. All the new pictures I add, I put it in the main picture page mm-hmm. so people can see all the new ones. They don't have to look through and go, oh, where are the new ones? Who's new in here?
I'm going to have to put up some pictures from the baseball game.
Oh, you got some... You took some pictures?
My sister has them. She has to email them to me yet. So
okay.
I'll put some somewhere.
Are they pictures of you or pictures of the baseball game?
There might be a couple of me in there somewhere.
Okay, cool.
But you can see where I sat, and they were good seats and whatever. It's a
they,
good time.
They weren't good seats?
They were good seats.
Oh, really? Awesome.
in the shade, too, so that's good.
Nice. So you can also send in if you're overseas, not Canada and not the U.S., because that's where 99% of our listeners are. Yeah. Well, not 99, if but a lot.
Off-continent.
I will accept Mexico. Mexico's cool. You can send it in from Mexico, but just not U.S. or Canada. Send it in to info@rantradio.com. Same with the mugshots.
What about Quebec? Will we reject those?
We reject Quebec and Newfoundland ones. So nothing from Newfoundland and their crazy half-hour difference time. Yeah.
That's really weird.
It is weird, but it is kind of in the half of a time zone. I don't know why they did. They just wanted to be part of it. Not too much part of the mainland, but a little bit part of it.
Half an hour is fucked up.
Yeah. And you can also tell somebody about Rant Radio or Rant Media or whatever, one of our projects that we do, because every little bit helps spread the virus, right?
Because God knows we have enough projects.
Yeah, too many projects.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so there's so many coming out, and a new one tonight, which is cool. And you can also check out the project listings in the forums. I think that's a new one. Post the link there, if you have some skills at something, there's pretty much something for everyone in there. There's audio, there's video, there's scripting, there's programming, there's tons of just different stuff.
I'll put you to work.
Yeah, Smokey will put you to work, no problem. He's got lots of jobs for you. And you can also send in your news stories, because I read
to
out...
You.
To me, yeah, info, not to Smokehouse, he doesn't want them. And send in your news stories to info@rantradio.com. But we need bandwidth. We always need bandwidth, and we need lots of bandwidth, because it eats bandwidth, this radio station, so listen to us. So if you are... Go ahead.
I was going to say, it only eats bandwidth because you like us.
Exactly. That's if nobody fine. Liked us, it wouldn't be eating any of it, because nobody would be listening. So the more people listen, the more bandwidth we need. And so if you are at an ISP, if you work at an ISP or a big company, or you go to school, and you can set up a server and put Shoutcast on it, rock. Awesome. Please help us out. info@rantradio.com. I'll set you up with the info, and we'll get it going, and you can help us out. Even small mirrors, like 20. It needs to be a connection... Not a broadband, higher than a broadband, like 3 megabits per second or higher, because we'll eat up all your broadband. And
your cable modem won't do it.
It just won't help. It'll lag, it'll time out for people, and it won't help. It'll just hinder us. But, go ahead.
Hold up. Persons in the IRC saying he got fan mail from Germany. Let me clarify something right now, okay? This is not Persons' show. It's not the Smokey, Sim, and Pearson show. It's Smokey and Sim.
Exactly.
In whichever order you like, but this is not Pearson's show. Thank you very much. Continue.
That needed to be said. It really did. I don't know why that guy from Germany included Pearson. We say his name too much. We're not saying it anymore. That's it.
He called it every fucking time.
Yeah, I think that's it. But it wasn't Lieutenant Major Zombie, the What the Hell in Lieutenant Major Zombie show, and he phoned every time, right?
But he was funny.
He was funny. He was good. He's like whacked out of his mind saying strange things. And we do need DJs. We love the DJs. We love good DJs. And we love...
Yes, I suppose.
Suppose. We need
I want good DJs who can apply by sending me a decent letter.
Yeah, we need a decent letter and then a decent demo.
Yes.
Like half hour minimum.
And if your demo is decent enough, I will try to talk to you afterwards. And that part is called the interview. And you can also screw that part up.
Yeah, you need all the elements to get on the station. That's why we don't have tons and tons of DJs. We just have the good ones.
If I ask you a question and you don't give me the right answer, like, say, if you have to tell me, well, who am I talking to? That's a bad answer. When you're on the station, you're talking to the audience. I shouldn't have to explain that part.
Yeah, it's very confusing for some people, but we don't want those some people on the station.
I won't say who asked me that question.
It could be incriminating.
But they're listening right now.
Uh-oh.
You know who it is, I told you.
Oh, I know who it is, yeah. But we do need DJs, and contact Smokey about that. Smokehouse@rantradio.com.
Yeah, and there's one guy I have to get back to that sent all those sound clips in. You remember that one I sent you that was about me? We should have played it last week and we forgot.
Oh, well, I'll never find it right now.
Yeah, I know.
Gotta remind me before.
The guy knew what he was doing.
I think I listened. I did listen to it. And it was pretty good. I think I remember.
The guy wants to do sort of an after now type of thing, but not after now.
Okay, so it's like a spoken word story type show.
I just haven't gotten back to him. So if you're listening, dude, I know. I just haven't gotten back to you yet.
Yeah.
Because I'm lazy and busy at the same time.
The usual excuse for me and you. We're busy.
Right.
And we are.
Pretty much.
Getting you the goods. So you have any news?
Other than we started doing the daily newscast from Free Speech Radio News.
Right. That's very cool. And it's a lot of work for Smokey, so you better appreciate it, everyone.
It's about half an hour work a day. And it's not really a lot of work. I just have to remember to do it.
Yeah, he's just got to do some clicks and some dragging, and that's about it.
I have this gigantic post-it note on my monitor that says, get the news.
So it's a news thing that... what does it run for, a half hour?
It runs for half an hour. It's Monday through Friday, I believe. Yeah, it's 10 p.m. Pacific and 11:30 a.m. Pacific.
Yeah, so it runs twice a day. You get it's really good news. If you like the stories that we talk about, it's almost exactly the same stuff, except they're way more professional.
I will also tell you, you should appreciate it because it cost me money to get you this.
Yeah.
Inadvertently, but it did.
Yeah, a little bit of money, but it did cost money. He did make a sacrifice.
And I remember talking to the lady, you know. I told him when it was going to be on, you know, which isn't really a great time, but it's the best I could do because it's what we had.
It's like noon and night. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, at 10 at night for you is not bad, but for the rest of for me, it's midnight. On the East, it's 1 in the morning.
Right, yeah. But the noon one is a good time.
Well, yeah, the next day. Then she says, well, you should talk to your programmers and get that changed. I said, I am the programmer. I'm as high as you can go.
That's it. He tells you when the slots are going, so you're talking
and
to him.
She's like, oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can't do any better. I mean, we're confined to the way that she posts it and the time you get up and all that kind of stuff.
Well, no, I said the only way I could do it was if I would move a live show.
Oh, right.
To do that 10 o'clock at night Pacific is the only time that we have open Monday through Friday.
Oh, that's true, because it has to be the same time every day or else it's totally ridiculous moving all over the schedule because somebody wants to know it's at 11:30 every day. Why would it be like, or whatever time, 10 o'clock and then 11 o'clock a different day and then 9 p.m. a different day? That doesn't work.
I mean, she wasn't snotty about it, but I told her, like, that's all I got, so that's what you get.
And we're not going to be pushing around the DJs because, well, they're putting in a lot of time and effort.
No, I'm not pushing them around for anything at all.
No.
Unless I feel like it. I don't feel like it.
And then you're going to take it, and you're going to like it. So, what?
That's the way I do it, but you know what? It works.
That's right. You got to be heavy-handed sometimes. So, Rant Media News. We're still going to DEF CON. Had a little powwow with the people from DEF CON this week, ironing out some details. Still a go, still good. We're going to have lots of fun down there.
What did you guys talk about?
You know, technical stuff, how far the distance of the cables we need to run and how many channels we're going to run, video channels and stuff like that. Boring stuff. Yeah,
it's a good thing you're driving because I don't think they'd let you put that camera on a plane. I really don't.
No, and I wouldn't want to check it and stuff like that, so I'd rather drive it down.
If you guys haven't seen this camera, it's out of control.
It's nice. I love it. It gives such nice color. It's so beautiful.
I'd be afraid to do it. I would just, like, look at it all day.
It is a bit intimidating to use because I'm really careful with it.
I might drop that.
It's a big chunk of cash, so it's very... And I got this super uber case. It's airtight, watertight, and it takes impact and everything. I had to get it because I was so afraid.
Yeah.
But it's nice. Anyway, we're going down to Las Vegas for DEF CON 12. It's July 30th through August 1st. We're going to be down there the whole time. We're going to be running the DEF CON TV channels. Rant Media is going to be running those, and I'll just post the link there. Save you some time.
Will that be like live on the air the whole time, or what? The TV channels?
Yes. It's going to be broadcasting the speakers that are going to be at DEF CON.
Will it be no soft CV like us? Or
yeah, what? That's what we're shooting for right now, because none of the other technologies really worked for us as well as Nullsoft. It just kind of works.
Are you going to be able to put it through to Rant TV at the same time?
We're still debating that, whether we're going to do that or not, because there's four streams running constantly from DEF CON 12, so which one do we play and stuff like that.
We should really say that we're sorry about the whole Rant TV thing, too. It's kind of become the forgotten bastard child.
like patrolling will go on there, and people do watch it.
Yeah, they do, and but not as much as we'd like them to.
Yeah, because video's pretty tough to put out in a decent quality, so it takes longer. It's not like a radio show you just talk into a microphone. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, if you're interested in doing a TV show, you know, send us something.
Yeah, we're all for it. I mean,
we'll put on kids diving in a dumpster, for Christ's sake. So,
that's right.
We've got a good shot at it.
And
really.
We've gotten flack over that, but I think
have
it's interesting.
Really?
What?
Have we really gotten flack
yeah,
over
I got,
that?
Yeah, I got one piece of hate mail about it, but...
Oh, do you have it around?
not handy. No, I don't have it handy. You want to read that one, eh?
Fucking right I do.
But I mean, they need to put out a second episode.
It's hate mail's awesome.
We love hate mail. It's like, it's not really hate mail. They're like, just like...
It's you love. Suck mail?
Yeah, it's you suck mail. It's like, he said, I like all the shows except for the dumpster diving.
That's okay. I mean...
And he's like, well,
I tell you, you suck. I told you that, what, yesterday?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And we still put stuff that sucks on the air. We do have standards, but I just thought it was a neat idea. So it goes up. So that's it for DEF CON. About lots of people from Rant are going down there. I think I've got a list going in the forums. You can check out who's going, and if you're not on that list, add yourself to the bottom or email me about it, and I'll add you to the list and say your location. Maybe you can hook up and go down with somebody. It is pretty intimidating, the costs, but it promises to be quite an event. It's packed. It's full every year. It's one of the
I'm
largest.
Not on the list.
You're not on the list, no. Smokey, unfortunately, is not going. Because
no.
it does cost a bunch of money. I probably wouldn't go unless it was free for me, but...
And Smokey hasn't worked in 4.5 years, so...
Yeah, it's kind of hard to scrape together 2 pennies to do much of anything.
If it wasn't for Mom and Dad, I'd be a gutter monkey, so...
Begging for change on the corner. For quarters.
Like, well, how come your computer's so nice? It's like, because it's free.
Yeah, that's it's all been free. All donated to from nice people.
Nice people who love me. I don't know why.
So, we're going to set you up with a program. All those people on Windows. It's called Torrent Storm, and it's the best one I've found. It's really easy interface, but powerful at the same time. So, it spans the whole thing. And this is for downloading Patrolling. So, which we're going to talk about in a second. So, we're going to post that. Do you want to post that link?
Let me find it. I wouldn't look
for it. Yeah, I'll post it. I got it already.
Yeah, I wasn't looking at the format when I was talking. So
okay. So at the end of the show,
now
we're,
I see it.
You got it? Okay, I already posted it.
I'm caught up now. I gotcha.
Okay, cool. At the end of the show, we're going to release Patrolling. And Patrolling has been... We started filming about... Sean and I started filming about 6 months ago, right about February, started filming Patrolling. And right now we're into about halfway through filming the second season. So we've got all season one in the can. It's all filmed, all done. And tonight will be the debut of episode one of season one. And there's going to be about 9 or 10 episodes, depends how they pan out, maybe even up to 12, depending on the content and how it edits down.
I've seen it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very... Speaking on behalf of myself, it's very well edited, well put together. It holds your attention.
That's it. Stroke yourself, dude.
Oh, yeah. If it's good we don't have a webcam going, because yeah, I'm doing some stroking here. No, it took me about, not counting filming or dumping the film onto the computer, about 100 hours to edit this first episode.
Now, we're going to put both versions up, right? What we fought about?
Yeah.
You better tell them how big this son of a bitch is.
Well, we've got some choices for you guys.
And I fought for them, too.
Yeah, Smokey fought for them. And in the end, it's all cool. Because it does make sense. Some people don't. Can't wait for the big version. So we've got two versions. A really small version, compacted down pretty much as small as it can go without... getting too crappy. And we've got a really big version, which it looks really good. Without getting the DVD of this, you're probably looking at pretty close to what as much as you need.
I haven't looked at the big one yet. I haven't had time.
Yeah. And you do have it, I think.
Yeah, I still have it. It took three hours to get it. I got it.
So what we're doing to distribute this is we're doing through torrent. And the way torrents work is kind of like file sharing. Oh, well, it is file sharing, but it's a different style of file sharing. It's a bit better than Kazaa because you can download pieces all over the place. And the more people that download this, the faster it goes because more people will be sharing it. So it's perfect for distributing brand new stuff, big stuff, and that a lot of people will be downloading.
It definitely depends on you if you want this to work.
Yes. And
because
also,
I was with two people the other day, and I was mad. I was like, I was going to kill like 15 people.
Yeah. Because
I was mad.
Only if you only have a small amount of people sending it out, it's going to be slow, of course. But there's, 98 people in the IRC right now, so it's going to go really fast. The way you can help out is you can also help distribute the show. After you've downloaded it, just leave Torrent Storm running, and you'll help distribute the show to other people, and it gets faster and faster and faster the more people download and have it. So it's totally awesome. And Torrent Storm, I found, is the best one. I'm going to post a link again in there now that I've talked about it a bit. The sizes are, I think the small one's 35 megs. Am I correct? I'm just gonna bring. No, that's the wrong one.
That's a different one.
That's the old one. That one's not up anymore because I compacted it down for people. It's 34 megs, the small one, which is about a mega minute.
Does it look about the same as the 54 one does?
Yeah, only just a tiny bit worse, but you wouldn't even really notice it. So I got it compacted really good.
And trust me, for certain parts, you'll be glad about that.
Yeah. And the big one is 183 megs, which is not too terribly big, because I've seen other things like really, like 250 megs, 300 megs for a half-hour TV show, and this looks sweet. I got the settings perfect.
I just wanted to make sure that all you guys were able to get it, though.
Yeah, so the people on the slow ones or the people that want it really quick, you'll be able to get the 34 meg one super quick. And then you could just leave the big one running overnight. And then you can watch it.
There's people out there like, I have internet with a soup can. I like Sean.
Soup can and string.
So, yeah.
So Smokey fought for you and you get the small version.
For about 2 hours and a lot of really bad words came out of my mouth. So
it was amusing. It was fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I thought we were both either going to quit or I was going to get fired or something. But it was nasty.
It was a nasty fight. You got to have one of those once in a while to get things stirred up a bit.
We have one of those about once every 6 months.
Yeah, about once every 6 months.
And it's usually about the same thing.
Yes, it is. And here's a cool site. To get you going on torrents, for the people who don't really know about torrents or they've used it a little bit, this site is awesome. You can get brand new stuff from it, stuff that's harder to get, supernova.org, and there's the link, and you can download albums, you can download TV shows, you can download movies, programs, anime, everything you got on there, except for porn. There's other sites you can download porn with, but this site is really good. I think it's probably the top site for, as in a general site. And I also want to mention that Mr. Echo is hosting these torrents. And he's I really want to tell everyone that I really thank him for doing this, because it's a lot of work to set this up and maintain this and make sure everything's running. He was working on it for a couple weeks here to make sure it ran running smooth, and it works awesome. It just works. It sits there and works.
Well, he's so attached to his computer that I don't think it was probably too much of a problem for that guy.
No, he got it going pretty good. There's a few snags in the beginning, but we worked it out, and I helped him test out, and some people in the IRC helped him test out the system.
Because, I mean, I met him when I was up there in Vancouver. You know, he came over from Alaska.
Yeah, super cool guy. I met him a bunch of times.
He was so into, he had a laptop, and he was so into finding a wireless connection, he almost got hit by a car. You know, so.
Eyes are glued on the screen, right?
Yeah, I was like, there's a car over there, dude. You know, so that's how he is.
Oh, Pseudocrow's talking about pop-ups. I guess you're not using Mozilla. Use Mozilla, and the pop-ups are gone.
Or get the Google Toolbar.
Yeah, Google Toolbar or a free pop-up stopper. I think it's called pop-up stopper. It's really quick and easy.
I love the Google Toolbar.
The Google Toolbar is pretty good too, and I think it's like not spyware free and all that. It's all cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I said everything about patrolling.
Mm-hmm.
I think I covered it all. Yeah, that's about it. So listener feedback. Do I have the thing? Yeah, I do have it set up. Here's the intro.
1, 2, 3, 4. Email is awesome. Email is weird. Email is awesome. And email is weird. And I'll never forget the way it was. Girl.
So we have lots of feedback this week. I love feedback. The first one, regarding, and this is relates to Supernova, which is kind of cool. This is from IO regarding the Afternow. Brilliant work. This is Tales from the Afternow. I downloaded the first 3 seasons via BitTorrent from Supernova. And I'm like, what?
I didn't know you could do that.
Afternow was on Supernova? So somebody packaged up the Afternow episodes and posted them to Supernova. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. That's totally
nice.
Yeah, thank you, whoever did that. This is the first I've heard of it. And I looked, and it wasn't on in the past couple of days after I got this email, because I went there right away, and like, oh, it's not on there right now. So it must have been on a couple weeks ago. So thank you, whoever did that. I'm about halfway through 2nd season. I love it. It keeps me occupied while I'm at work, instead of doing his work, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Please keep up the good work. Yes, we will. Season 4 is out in August of Afternow. So we're keeping up the good work. And I've got Sean's recording it right now. So no worries. Always good stuff coming out.
Oh, and somebody did ask, you know, how often the phone will come out. So that'll be a weekly thing.
If I get it done in a week, I'm hoping for a week. I'm hoping it goes faster as it goes along, because I've done all the major parts and I just kind of have to fill in the blanks and put it all together, because I've done the intro, I've done the extra. And I just have to change things around and do some fancy editing. It's probably
kick-ass, guys.
Yeah, that took me about half the time of the episode was actually the intro. The other half was the editing the rest of the other 30 minutes of it.
Yeah, I'd be too irritated to do that much. I'm bored.
Yeah. So the episode's 32 minutes long. 32 minutes of goodness. And I'm probably going to be released once every 2 weeks.
And people are going to see this, and they're going to be, I won't say anything, but all they're going to say it when that first comes on, they're going to go, is he? That's all they'll say. And all I can say is,
yes.
Yeah, he is.
Yes, he is. That's all you want to say. I know you want to talk more about it. We'll talk more about it next week after everyone's seen it. The next one, this is from... Oh, I'll say it at the end. Okay, first of all, I'd like to say you guys rule. Yeah, like you don't hear that enough. But anyway,
we don't.
We want to hear it more, because we like hearing that. But anyway, I would just like to tell you this story. My friend told me about you guys and sent me the rant on suicide. Of course, right?
Go away.
And seeing that I was suicidal at the time, it was great timing. I don't think she knows. Oh, and I just thought you would like to know I'm planning to move to Paris and train as a shock troop. Not kidding. And I have 8 people on my kill list so far. Still not kidding. I thank you for your time, and if you didn't read this, I hope you die a slow and painful death. Okay. It's a little bit off balance. Note, if you decided to read this on the air, it would be great if you didn't use my name. Use Quick Kill or Atheist Assassin. So, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy guy. Glad you like our stuff.
Please. Do you think we should forward that one to the appropriate party?
I don't know if I did or not.
Do you think you should know?
Nah, I don't know. I might have, I don't know. So don't kill people. Even though the rant says that, it's tongue-in-cheek. You have to take it in context and perspective. It's not about killing people. It's about what you can do with your life rather than killing yourself. It's what you can do with the tools you have. Say, you have a gun, you're going to kill yourself. Wait, you have a gun. It is a tool that you can use. Everybody has a tool. It may not be a gun, but you should use the tools at your disposal.
It's nice save.
No, that's what it's about. It's not about going out and killing people. Sean doesn't advocate going out and killing people. That's ridiculous.
And he was sort of a different person back then.
He was. He's more calm. He's on the Prozac now. Sorry, Prozium. okay, next email. This is from Julius. Hi, Sim. Just heard you being... Okay, this is from somebody who's not around here. Hi, Sim. Just heard you being the first sharing my view on pets. I have no pets either, and I won't be having any, except maybe if I have a yard sometime, if one could call that pet animals. Anyway, I'm a proud long-distance listener. You can put me on the list. Julius from Amsterdam in the Netherlands. There aren't too many Juliuses in this city. Last week I was talking about I don't want any pets. I don't agree with keeping animals inside the house. I view it as animal cruelty because they're animals. They should be in the wild outside doing their animal things rather than cooped up in a house going, this is not, there's no grass here. There's no trees. Wah, right? Anyway, so that's what he was talking about. And we talked about that last week, so we won't get into it again. Smokey's nodding in silence. Yeah, no, not at all. This next one's from Sad. This one's from. No, this isn't from a foreign listener. Just a bad.
He just types really poorly.
Types really poorly. You hey, I just wants to know. Can people become part of the Rant TV and submit their own videos? Please let me soon. Yes, you can. Please submit them. Let us know that you submitted them. Upload them to the FTP site. FTP.rantradio.com.
Oh, and also, if you guys, FTP something for me to look at or listen to, let me know.
I know. People upload it, and I go there, and I'm like, what is this? It doesn't have their name.
You have to tell me it's there, and even more so, it'd be good if you could zip it up with a little note.
Yes.
So I know who you are and what it's about. It helps a lot.
Yeah, a little reminder, or put it in a folder with your name or something like that. Everything helps, but at least email us telling it's there. There's stuff on there. I don't know who it's from, what it's for, why it's there. I mean, some of it's cool, some of it's garbage, but I still have no idea why it's there.
We don't look at it every day. God knows I don't.
I rarely look at it. I just look at it to make sure people aren't uploading stupid movies like they do a lot.
Like the thing I sent you two weeks ago.
Yeah.
With those clips, I had no idea it was there.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's this in my folder with my stuff?
Yeah, and somebody uploaded, like, Walking Tall with... what's his name, and I'm like, what's this, and I deleted it because it's taking up so much room, and you can't download stuff from there. You can't download the stuff you upload, so all those hackers and people uploading crap to there, you can't download it. Don't put it up there. I don't want it. Nobody else can get it.
Although I will say I have seen that movie.
Okay. But the FTP doesn't want it because it almost filled it up to capacity, wasting my bandwidth, and we don't have very much bandwidth, so it helps if you don't do that.
I already have it anyway.
Okay. This one is from a foreign listener, very obviously. It's from Fatal, and he doesn't have it. He didn't put a proper email address. It's just like, not email address. We have no email address for you. It says, hey, salut from Poland. Hey, won't speak yours, everyone. So, dude, very good job. Punk is not death. Wow!
Right on, dude.
Love it. Rock on. I don't know what that means, but you're very enthusiastic about it.
That's all we want. Enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm rocks. I love the wow. Punk is not death. Wow! Awesome.
We should hire DJ Fish as like a full-time translator.
Yeah, he'll just translate everything that's sent foreign. So everyone just submit your stuff in the other language. We'll run it through a translated German, and then we'll run it through DJ Fish. He'll translate it to English, and
I'll bet he can speak more than German.
Usually when you're over there, you can speak, when you're raised there, and there's all these different countries.
You speak one language.
Yeah, and us being in North America, bordered by another English-speaking company. Yeah, sure, it's company. It makes money. You might as well call it a company. Country. You tend to speak only one language.
They learn to speak like 7 or 8 languages except for English, which baffles my mind. But
no, a lot of them do speak English, which is good. It makes it a little bit easier when they're traveling over there. Okay, time for the news. This is an interesting one. It's a protest. A guy was protesting. What was this? Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a skinny pair of stereo wires that got 21-year-old Joe charged with 2 felonies. A week ago on Wednesday, the Boston college student poked his head through the gauzy shawl, donned a black pointy hood, and ascended a milk crate positioned to the right of the Armed Forces Recruitment Center. He extended his arms like a tired scarecrow, stereo wires dangling from his fingers onto the ground below. Without those wires, the Westwood native could have been mistaken for an eyeless Klansman dipped in black, or maybe the wicked witch of the West swallowed by her hat shorn of its brim. But those snaky cords made the costume's important clear. Previtiera was a dead ringer for one of Abu Ghraib's Iraq prisoners, specifically the faceless man who allegedly been forced to balance on a cardboard box lest he'd been electrocuted. We found that the street theater can be more effective in conveying the message than a flyer, Preveteria says nearly a week later, explaining why he dressed up like Abu Ghraib prisoner. Did you post the... You didn't post the link, man. You still there?
Can you hear me?
Yep. Post the link. There we go.
My computer's being a dick, dude. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're kind of cutting out a bit, too. That's okay. Where was I? We picked the location because we wanted to make people think about what they might be called or forced to do if they enlist in the military. But what happened to him is more interesting. Less than 90 minutes later, after the protest began, the police began taping off the area around him. When Preveteria stepped down, they took him into custody for disturbing the peace. But Preveteria had remained silent the entire time. I was trying to play the role as accurately as possible, he said, so I was not speaking with anyone, just trying to stay there as still as possible. Any disturbance came from the crowd or gawking spectators that, witnesses say, assembled once the policemen showed up. At the precinct, Preveteria discovered that in addition to the initial misdemeanor, he had been charged with 2 felonies. False report of location of explosives... and a hoax device. Uh-huh. This was supposed to be more symbolic than anything. Preveteria, who never imagined they'd nab him for a false bomb threat. I never wanted to scare anybody into thinking I had a bomb. I just wanted to make people think about international affairs, he adds. I never uttered the word bomb or explosive. He actually never said anything. He stood on a milk crate with a hood on his head. That's it. And they took him in on bomb charges.
Well, I think it's funny that you would protest a recruitment office anyway.
Well, it's the place to do it.
It's all voluntary, you know.
Yeah. Well, you just didn't want anybody to volunteer more to go and do the stuff that was done. So it is the perfect place to go and do it. Anyway. We're going to skip the next one. No, we won't. We won't do that. This one's from Snake Ghost. It's called the Open CD. It's a collection of high-quality, free, and open-source software. I actually didn't look at the page, but you can go check it out. He's submitted some cool links in the past. So go check out the free and open software source. And this next one, private spacecraft blasts off June 21st. So this is the first person in space that is not government, which is quite a landmark. A private
Darwin Award.
Pardon me?
Darwin Award.
Yeah, no kidding. I'll be watching that on TV to see how big an explosion it is.
He's coming down.
I mean, the U.S. has blown up, what, two with people in it? Two or probably
more than that.
Probably more in the past, yeah. They caught fire on the launching pad way back when. But two high-profile ones, anyway, in the recent memory in the last 20 years. A privately developed rocket plane will launch into history on June 21st on a mission to become the world's first commercial manned space vehicle. So it's not private, it is commercial. It's funded by somebody, but it's not a military, it's not a government. The pilot...
We still have to clear it, though, with the FAA.
Oh, yeah, anything you put into the air. You can't just launch things into the air, because you'll get shot down.
Because
they don't know what you are or what you're doing or where
or
you're
you
sending
die,
this. Yeah.
Unless you tell them.
Yeah, it's not a good idea just to go launch things into space. The pilot of the craft, still to be announced, will be the first person to earn astronaut wings in a non-government-sponsored vehicle, and the first private civilian to fly a spaceship out of the atmosphere. Very cool. This next one is also from Snake Ghost. Genetically modified virus explodes cancer cells, which is nice. Genetically modified virus that explodes the selfish behavior of cancer cells may offer a powerful and selective way of killing tumors. Deleting a key gene from the virus enabled it to infect and burst cancer cells while leaving normal tissues unharmed, reveals a study by researchers at Cancer Research UK and Queen Mary School of Medicine and Dentistry. University of London. This virus is spread by infiltrating the cells of their hosts. Normally, the detection of an intruder by a cell triggers a process called apoptosis, which causes the cell to commit suicide and prevents the virus from spreading further. However, viruses carry genes that allow them to slip past this death process in normal cells, causing infection. Pretty much
I'm
what...
Just,
go ahead.
I'm just amazed they have a school of dentistry in London.
Yeah, and they're... apparently not doing a very good job, or they have had no graduates so far.
I'm sorry, I couldn't let that one go.
cancer cells, they're too good. They are immortal, and that's why it gets all bad, because they just live forever, and they don't die like normal cells. We shed them, we absorb them, they die off, and we continue on as living as a human being. We don't have cells that live forever.
Right.
It would be cool if we did have cells that live forever, but unfortunately your body keeps making more cells and doesn't know that these cancer cells are still there. So you get these tumors and it interferes.
The cells completely regenerate like every 7 years or something like that.
I'm not sure on the amount, but that sounds about right. I know your skin is shed, the surface of your skin is shed every 30 days, but that's just skin. Internal organs are probably last a lot longer because you can't be shedding those every 30 days.
No.
That's for sure. That's way too fast. So that's very cool news. And this next one's very nice. RFID blocker tags may soothe privacy fears. So somebody has developed an RFID jammer. What it does is mounts a denial of service attack on the RFID reader. The blocker tag removes the reader's ability to capture the unique code it would usually be able to probe. So what it does is overwhelms the RFID reader with tons of garbage. So they will never be able to pick out, well, low chance of picking out the actual real one. So they send tons of looking like valid info, but just a little bit off. Very nice. So you're now protected at all the big box stores by if you accidentally or don't unknowingly have RFIDs in your clothes, in your money, in products that you're wearing on your person, in your shoes, stuff like that. So if you just put one of these on your belt and scramble all of it, good on you. They won't be able to see what you're buying and what you're wearing and do some direct marketing towards you, a la Minority Report.
Glucker, you didn't miss rant space. We're still on.
Still on the air, so I think people are helping the RC. Yeah, we're still on the air. You can't hear us. You haven't missed rant speak. Oh, wow. It's 11:54. But I think we're getting through these.
We're a little behind.
We had a little bit of talking in the beginning. But that's okay. We can run long.
Talking is good.
I don't mind. But I may, depending on how it goes, because if we release the patrolling, it'll take a taxing toll on myself and Smokey in terms of bandwidth, because we're seeding the torrent to begin with, and Echo is are all helping out. So if it takes too much bandwidth, the show is going to go like that.
So we'll do that when we're done.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, it's not going to be 11:59.
When the show's over, okay?
Yeah, when the show's over, and it's almost, it's getting there. The next link is dead, so we're going to move on to the one after that. Chad Kroger is loving McNuggets and hating illegal downloading. Poor Chad isn't making enough money, and he's complaining about illegal downloads, which probably McDonald's has got their hand up his ass, making his mouth move. It says, the Nickelback frontman and 604 Record executives, 604 Records, 604 is the area code of BC, because Nickelback's from BC. Have you heard of Nickelback?
Yeah, we hear a lot of them here in the States.
Okay.
They're what you would call a radio darling.
Okay.
And, I mean, I don't mind them. They're pretty good. But, you know, yeah. After about the 400th time in a day,
yeah,
it's too much.
Yeah. Nelly Furtado and Nickelback, both from BC. Both, so those are the big names that come out of here. There's other ones, but...
Anyway. Yeah, well, she's okay for a different reason.
Yes. I put her on mute and watch. Oh, God, she's hot. She's on my top five list. Okay? Oh, my God. Nickelback frontman and 604 Record executives have just shaken the big yellow glove at the red-haired harlequin known as Ronald to become the Canadian spokesman for the new McDonald's Big Mac meal tracks promotion. As if the delicious burger and convenient cardboard flip box that your Big Mac comes in wasn't a treat enough, you'll now also receive an access code with each sandwich, or the more gluttonous of us, extra value meal. Then through a partnership with Sony and Pure Tracks, you'll be able to log onto the website. It allows you to download one song absolutely free.
Well, good.
And this is funny because I read somewhere else how much fat you'll have to intake to download a whole album. It was hilarious. A lot of fat. You'll get sick. Kroger, who incidentally likes the McNuggets best, spoke at the press conference held today at the Eaton Center in Toronto for Big Mac meal treats. Oh my God. Big Mac meal tracks. There's too many words in here. Too many corporate names that I'm reading out. It's making me sick. There is the buffoonery of Ronald, the unveiling of the new I'm Loving It ad campaign, and a live performance by the brothers Conti, who I have no idea, who performed the soundtrack to the new commercials. Isn't that a great tie-in? Kroger, however, was all about the music. Wearing a cool looking tan leather jacket, Kroger sat down for Chart Attack to discuss the music industry and upcoming plans for Nickelback and Pierogies. If the trend continues the way they are, there isn't going to be any new music for people to download, says Kroger.
Oh, shut the fuck up, dude.
From a guy who runs a record company, produces a band, and plays in a band, it's a horrifying thought. Yeah. I love playing my guitar for people and singing it for people, but I would hate to think that it would all be taken away with a couple clicks on a mouse.
Because
I'm only in it for the money, obviously, because you won't play it for free, will you?
Well, he gets played on the radio like every goddamn hour.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact their albums have sold like a gajillion copies down here.
Yes.
So fuck off.
Poor Nickelback. Poor Chad Kroger. Yeah, he's going to stop making any money. And he's only in it for the love of the music, he says.
I mean, and he did a song on the Spider-Man soundtrack, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, oh my God.
He's doing all right.
And he just got, obviously, one of the most major deals you could possibly get with one of the biggest companies in the world, McDonald's. It says, and it continues on with his bland rhetoric. Young people don't think, says Kroger with more than a hint of anger in his voice. I'd be surprised if young people know what the hell Sam the Record Man or HMV was. Everyone just goes to the computer, downloads whatever the hell they want, they burn it, and then they play it in their cars. That's killing the music industry.
Yeah. We know what they are. We're like, hey, if we go to that place that like sells really expensive plastic things called CDs.
Yeah.
I've been there once, and I spent all my money, so I don't go anymore.
I guess here's something to think about. Vinyl records cost more to make. People buy them less, but they cost less than CDs. Think about that one.
The vinyl records are awesome.
And they're very cool. They got a good sound to them, and they're big, and they get nice cover art, and but they cost less in the stores, and they sell like 1,000th less or 1,000,000th less probably than the CD version.
And I'm gonna get a lot of flack over this one, but that's just because that the people today are really uncultured.
Yes.
They're like, what's vinyl? That's weird.
Yeah, vinyl is a much better response because it has more frequency range and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's a much softer sound. So it depends what kind of music you're going for. If it's electronic music, you might want to get it on CD because it's crisp
there
and digital.
There are people out there that have never seen one before.
They're yeah.
Like, what's that?
The big round things.
It's like, wow, I'm old.
Yeah. But they are big and hard to carry around and not very portable. But very cool for DJs. You're able to skip all over the place really quick. Anyway, next story, which I have to copy and paste because I've been really busy this week doing the patrolling, so I wasn't able to do all the fancy work that I usually do.
Because of that, I don't really know which one's which. There's just a pile of links here, and I'm like, yeah.
Okay, this is on the news.com one.
Okay.
Whose data is it anyway? And I thought this was just an interesting idea. When Tom Purnell's uncle, Keith Cochran, died last year, Purnell's mother received two of Cochran's computers. One of them, a laptop, is password protected. Even though Purnell considers himself somewhat of a computer geek, the really obvious passwords, he said, like the names of Cochran's cats, how many cats, and combination of his social security number, have failed. I guess he assumed that whoever came in would figure it out, said Purnell, a physics student of Colorado State University. I have no clue what's on there, but I'd like to find out. While terminally ill, Cochran, a programmer, left a full list of passwords for his work files for his employer, Purnell said. He failed to do the same thing with his personal files, so now they are inaccessible. With home computers largely replacing file cabinets as the secure storage place for financial records, tax returns, and even sentimental pictures, the problem confronting Purnell may be more common. Become more common, since most people do not leave a list of passwords before they die. Obviously, why would you have a list of passwords sitting around? Their relatives and lawyers must often figure out how to break into the computers themselves or hire somebody to do it. Purnell said he intended to keep trying to unlock his uncle's laptop, but for some survivors, the effort of gaining access to loved one's data is not worth the time. In many cases, they just simply erase a hard drive and get rid of the computer without ever knowing what was on it.
Three words. Linux boot disk. Okay, that's it. That's all you need.
There's so many ways around all this stuff. Unless you're like super uber hacker and know how to really encrypt the stuff, most common people's computers, easily you can get into them. There's so much on the web. Be able to get past them. But think about this. There's a password on it. He didn't want somebody to get into it in the first place.
Why he would use his social security number is beyond me.
Yeah, that's a bad password. Or your birthday, or your house address, or your phone number. It's just awful.
It's not that it's a bad password, but you just don't want anybody else to have that.
Yes.
Because you could fuck somebody up if you have their social security number.
Yeah, that too.
Really bad.
That's right, that too. And it goes on to say that maybe you don't want to go into his computer anyway. It's like opening up somebody's diary, right? There's lots of personal files on there, and maybe you don't want to read what he had to say about certain people or certain ideas, and maybe you want to keep the memory of that person the way you remember him and not the way he maybe thinks about things in his own special little world. Right? No feedback.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm not listening.
No.
I'm tired.
You're tired. You're falling asleep there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what this next story is. It's a big surprise for me, too. Oh, God, this is nasty. This is the NBC13.com.
Okay, I'm with you.
Ice-T and David Hasselhoff team up for a rap album. I gotta listen to this when it comes out. I just can't imagine how this is even gonna sound. David Hasselhoff, best known for starring in the TV shows Knight Rider and Baywatch, may be looking to release a rap album. According to several press reports, legendary rapper Ice-T is set to produce a hip-hop album with Hasselhoff, whom the musician described as a legend. Ice-T told the British newspaper The Sun that he and Hasselhoff are neighbors, and they've struck up a friendship. He's going to come...
He's big in Germany.
Yes. You know. Oh, yeah, yeah. Very big for his other albums.
But he's also very white, so I don't see how this is going to work.
Oh, if Ice-T thinks he's good, then you never know.
He's
going to come out as Hassel the Hoff. That's his rap name.
Oh, dude. He's just shooting himself in the foot even more.
The Hoff will surprise people with his rap skills and humor, says Ice-T.
Oh, no.
Humor. This isn't Hasselhoff's first stab at a music career. Since the late 1980s, he's released a number of albums. Of course, only really seen the light of day over in Germany.
Yeah, he's like God over there.
Well, most have been not released in the United States. They have sold well in Austria and Germany. They have sold so well, in fact, that the former star of Knight Rider once told a German TV Spielfilm that he helped reunite Germany by singing his song "Looking for Freedom" among millions of German fans at the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin. I find it a bit sad there is no photo of me hanging on the walls in the Berlin Museum at Checkpoint Charlie, Hasselhoff said.
Shut the fuck up.
So he has a big opinion of himself as a singer over in Germany.
I mean, he can sing okay. I mean, I wouldn't listen to it, but he can sing. I'll give him that.
I have seen a music video by him, actually. That was a long time ago. I think we talked about it on the What the Hell show a couple years ago.
His voice is okay, but it's just dopey.
It was the cheesiest video you've ever seen. Like, it was kind of neat. It was a neat video and a decent singer, but oh my God, it was so cheesy. It was so funny. It was really blue screened and he was flying around in a magic carpet and stuff. It was so good.
I've always liked his TV shows. You know, they're not great TV shows, but they're kind of cool.
They're kind of neat, yeah.
And he should just stick with that.
So any of the German fans, any German listeners out there, tell me your opinion on David Hasselhoff, and tell me if he's that.
If he likes
what?
Hasselhoff. I should ask DJ Fish if he likes Hasselhoff.
Yeah, there's the perfect person. And tell me if he's that reviled in Germany. Is he like a music god there or what?
I know he sold a shitload of records over there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's all I know though.
This next one. Oh, I saw this on TV. Somebody told me in the IRC when this happened, and they sent me a video of it. I don't think the link is active anymore for the video, and I don't have it anyway.
Oh, somebody the bulldozer guy?
Oh, yeah, the bulldozer
guy. I heard about this. This is awesome.
This is so good. Armed man in bulldozer goes on rampage. A man who lost two bitter battles with town officials plowed an armor-plated bulldozer into town hall, a former mayor's home, and at least five other buildings before the machine ground to a halt in the wreckage of a warehouse. No injuries were reported in the Rampage Friday. This is an old story. The guy's dead now. But officials declined to comment on the condition of the bulldozer driver. Identified by the town manager as muffler shop owner Marvin Heemeyer. Heemeyer was still inside the bulldozer's cab early Saturday. City officials said he was angry over zoning dispute and fines from city code violations at his business. Authorities detonated three explosives and fired at least 200 rounds against the heavy steel plates welded to the bulldozer. The first two detonations failed, and the results of the third were not immediately known. Well, the third one actually killed him and did its job.
I want the blueprints for this bitch.
Yeah, and I actually have the next... If you could post the next link, the MSNBC one, this has a picture of the bulldozer. It's a mighty picture. This guy went A-team on it. Totally A-team. Oh, did you already post it? Okay, cool. Dozer's armor plates consisted of two sheets of half-inch steel with a layer of concrete between them.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Bring it.
Emergency Management Director John Holohan said Heimeyer was armed with a 50 caliber weapon, but appeared to be deliberately avoiding injuring anyone. Residents of the mountain tourist town of 2200 described a bizarre scene as the bulldozer slowly crashed through buildings, trees, and lampposts, with dozens of officers walking ahead or behind it, firing into the machine and shouting at townspeople to flee. It looked like a futuristic tank, said Rod Moore, who watched the dozer rumble past within 15 feet of his auto garage and towing company. One officer later identified as Trainor, was perched on top, firing shot after shot into the top and once dropping an explosives down the exhaust pipe. He just kept shooting, Moore said. The dozer was still going. He threw what looked like a flashbang down the exhaust. It didn't do a thing. The flashbang produced a blinding flash and an ear-spitting boom designed to stun a suspect. Gunfire was just ringing out everywhere, said Sandra Tucker, who saw the bulldozer beginning the rampage from her office on Main Street. It sounded to me like an automatic rifle firing about every second.
That's awesome.
This guy,
you know, if I was a cop, I would be like totally torn.
I know. It's like, well, this guy's pretty cool.
I'd be like, this is cool, but I have to kill this motherfucker.
If anybody has video of it going and destroying, I should look on like Kazaa and BitTorrent and stuff. But if anybody has a link to some cool video of it, the guy in the IRC had his video camera out and he videotaped his TV and put it up on the IRC. And it was kind of crappy, but when CNN finally picked it up, they didn't show any of him moving around. It was right at the end. Police were all just crawling all over it, and it was just sitting there.
Yeah. Oh, I totally heard he welded a bunch of mufflers and shit to it, too.
It looked awesome. So it went all A-team on it. And I really want to see some video. I know it's going to eventually end up in, like the real TV shows, but I don't want to wait that long.
I hate that show. I do. It's so stupid.
And
that's all I have to say.
That's all you have to say? We have a TV station up here. No, it's all over the place. Spike TV? It's on 24 hours a day. That's all they show is real TV.
Oh, we have Spike TV here. Yeah, during the day, that's what they show.
That's all they show, constantly. And it's all repeats. I've seen them all.
They also show wrestling and things of that nature.
Like, that's what we watch at work. We put it on Spike TV and watch real TV all day long.
They show Highlander also during the day, which is okay.
Yeah.
But not very much else.
This next one's pretty crazy, too. Naked man nabbed in Pleasant Grove. Arrested after he bites officer, then flees. A naked man who claimed to be Jesus Christ was wrestled to the snowy ground. Well, what is this, an old story or something? Is it snowing in... Where's Pleasant Grove?
I don't know. It's not snowing anywhere in America right now. It's June, for Christ's sake.
Anyway, this is pretty funny. This is probably older faker. I don't know why he sent me this.
I'll post it anyway.
Who was wrestled to snowy ground and arrested in Pleasant Grove Mobile Home Park following an incident in Orem where he allegedly tried to bite off police officer's finger Monday morning. The arrest followed a police chase from Orem to the Pleasant Grove Mobile Home Park. It wasn't at all at a handed mind for today, Pleasant Grove Police Chief. There's no way to start your week. Pleasant Grove man told his mother he was Jesus Christ in order to leave his home on High County Drive in Orem. The man's mother called the police for help. When he arrived at the home, man became violent. Frederick tried to stun the man with a taser gun, but had little effect. And the man attacked the officer, biting him on the finger through his glove.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy. This looks fake, so I won't read anymore. Time to open up the phone lines.
Time for phone calls,
and we're going to get it over with and give Burden a call here. Oops. I don't want to cut you off. Invite him into...
No, you don't. That's not good.
Invite him into the conference. There we go. So if you want to get on the line with us, message me in the IRC.
And please do, because we'd like to talk to someone else.
Yeah, cleanse our minds after Burden.
Other than the same person every week. Real.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, morning, evening. Burden.
Yo.
Yo, how you doing?
Yo.
I've been better. Hang on, I have to tell my Russian person to be quiet on ICQ.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay, when we call you, we get your undivided attention.
Yeah, that's 100% here, Burden.
Yeah, I am. I'm closing ICQ right now, so she won't talk to me.
You should have did that earlier. Move along. Come on.
Well, I don't know when you're going to call.
Yeah, you're about 20 seconds behind.
I don't care.
Yeah, I am, actually.
Do what you're told. Rule number one.
Yes, Smokehouse. I'll go kill my father. I'll send you all my money and mortgage my house.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
We need some financing. We'll be financed by Purdon. Tell us a story, Purdon. What's happening in your life?
Well, I dumped my girlfriend who I haven't seen for 2.5 months.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, probably a good idea. Fergie's girlfriend is going to try and hook me up with one of her 14-year-old friends. Or 15.
Maybe not such a good idea with 14. You're 17, 18?
Yeah.
Okay.
14, 15, something around that.
Well, if you're 17 and she's 15, not horrible.
That's okay.
Not horrible,
but if you're 18 and she's 14, that's pushing it.
That's called rape.
But isn't 14 legal up there in the Great White North?
14 is legal in Canada, so you are safe, but it may be frowned upon. Let's just say that.
It is frowned upon. Very bad.
There you go.
Now, Fergie's going to message me, telling me to shut up about that story.
Okay.
Oh, I got a really crazy story.
Okay.
My brother, Clay, call him ADD.
Okay.
His name is ADD on the internet.
Okay, ADD.
Okay.
He got real mad when we were playing Dungeons & Dragons that he threw a rock at my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went up to my house, throwing a fit, yelling at my mom, and smashed his fist into a window, into my mom's window, like a dining room window.
Yeah.
Anyways, he shatters it, and his hand's all fine.
Really? That's very lucky, because usually when you put your fist through a normal window...
Yeah.
It totally
my
gets wrecked.
Home and yelled at him. It was really funny.
I'd blame it on the D&D.
No, I told my dad that my brother can't handle D&D because he has some mental disability.
Oh, yeah?
So, like, it's probably a bad idea.
He can't differentiate the difference between reality and...
No, he's just really crazy.
Okay.
Personally, I think people that do handle D&D also have a mental disability, but that's just me.
Yeah, they tend not to shower.
I shower.
You shower? Well, that's good. Yeah, you didn't smell when I've met you the two times.
That's good that you shower in garbage cans, so it's good that you shower.
It's a very good follow-up to shower every time you dive into the garbage cans, yes.
Yeah.
So, is that it? You got something else quick to say?
Yes.
That's two.
That's one.
That's two.
Next Pokemon meetup is in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Sim, would you have Porn on Beta done by then?
Yes. Yes, we will.
So, would you come... to the ramp me up so I can buy a CD?
Maybe. It'll be free.
It'll be free?
Yeah. You can give me 50 cents for the CD to pay for the cost. But,
I'll give you 10 bucks.
If you want. If you want to like donate to Porn on Beta, that's cool. But it's free.
10 bucks for gas money for coming down.
Sure. That's fine. I will bring it. I'll bring a couple copies next. It'll be free to download off the internet.
I know, but there's some secret stuff in the CDs I heard.
That's the purchasable version, which may not be done by that time.
Purchasable.
Yeah, the on.
So you're not like Chad Kroger then.
I will work something out. No, it's going to be cheap to buy it. It's just got some bonus tracks on it.
By any chance, is the bonus track the cover songs you guys did?
No, those are free. We won't sell them. They don't go on a CD. Because you can't sell them. You have to pay money to the original artist, so we'd just give them away. It's just easier legally and financially just to give them away.
Oh yeah, and Smokehouse, download my demo.
I downloaded your fucking demo. I just haven't listened to it yet.
What are you waiting for?
Because I'm a busy man, dude. I don't care to you.
You sit in the wheelchair all day looking on your computer.
You know how many people I have to take care of? About 35. And right now, you're pretty low on the list. So I would shut your mouth if I was you, dude. You are way low on the scale. Shut the fuck up.
And that's all you get. Say goodbye, Purdon.
Yeah, goodbye. See you next week.
Bye-bye. And that's all he gets to say. We're going to talk to... Prosium, who has the next person who messaged me to talk to, and I don't know his real name, and it's...
Astronaut celebrity, Prosium.
Oh, right, yeah, I know who he is. He's not on my list, though. What's his real name? I don't know your real name, and you signed up with your real name to Skype. I could guess, but I don't know it.
Don't know who you are.
I don't know who you are. And it's his birthday today. It's birthday today, so happy birthday. Here's your birthday present. We'll phone you, and Patrolling's being released as soon as we're done the show. It's only 20 minutes.
My birthday will also be on a Sunday this year.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
So I get to do a show on my birthday.
Ooh. Nice. Well, we'll come back to Prosium. once he's typed his real name into the private message for me. Private message. Don't do it in the main message, because we don't want to. If you don't want anybody else seeing it. La 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 la. Who? No, that person didn't want to talk. That person doesn't want to talk. Haggard, yes, we did get the War of the Worlds. I haven't listened to it. It is on the IFTP. Thank you much. Thank you very much.
I think I said we'd play it, but I haven't listened to it yet.
Oh, we would play it? Oh, we'd like after a show or something?
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. And Mainframe wants to talk, and he was offline last time I looked. Oh, no, he wasn't. Okay, we're going to talk to Mainframe.
That's cool. I like talking to him.
Yeah, he's a very intelligent talker on...
He's old, you know.
Yeah, which gives him a bit more wisdom and intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And calling, 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 connecting, ringing, 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 ringing. Mainframe?
Hello.
Hey, Mainframe.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Let me just mute the stream here.
Sure, that's
good. Yeah, I got a couple questions for you.
Sure.
One thing that's asking is the intro to the mail. What are they saying and what's that from?
Go ahead, Smokey.
Let me think. I've been drinking.
Okay, I'll answer it. It's from Homestar Runner, the website. You know that it's actually Strong Bad saying it. It was one of his intros on one of the shows. One of the intros for his email. And if nobody knows about it, it's at homestarrunner.com. And if you like it, you'll be there for about 12 hours watching everything on the site. It is amazing Flash. It's probably the best use of Flash I've seen.
If you don't know who Strong Bad is, go check it out, because it's funny stuff.
Funny, funny stuff. So there you go.
Did you not understand the whole thing, or just a certain part?
Well, I think just certain parts. It sounded like something I heard on like Saturday Night Live or something, but I wasn't sure.
Okay, so it is, email is awesome, email is weird, email is awesome. I can't remember that. Email is weird, and I'll never forget the way it was, girl.
That's what it is.
Because if you go through all the cartoons that they have on the site, it's a lot of references to bad 80s bands. Which is
okay,
great.
That sounds familiar. That's why some music I've heard in the 80s.
Yeah, it's probably some tribute. And I'll never forget the way you work. It's so good. It's so funny. Once you get into it, at first I was like, this is really weird. This is very weird. But once you get to know the characters, and they've set it up really nicely now, so they've got an intro to all the characters. It's like, if first time here, click here, and then it gives you an intro. It's very good. And then they point you to some good starting things to watch. Yeah, they got it all set up.
They get like 300,000 hits a day.
Yeah, they've been able to pretty much go with it full time. From all the t-shirt and sales and all the stuffed animal sales they got on there.
And people know that stuff, because I got a Strong Bad t-shirt for my birthday last year.
I see people.
In public, and people were pointing at me because they know what it is.
Yeah, I see people on the street wearing those t-shirts. They sell so many t-shirts. They had to hire someone full-time to handle their t-shirt sales.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Hey, I also noticed that Jello Biafra and Henry Rollins are no longer in the rotation. Is there a reason for that? Or
yes. Now that we have enough content of our own, I just like putting our own stuff into rotation. Everybody's heard Jello and Hank do their thing, and I was getting all sick of it, and I didn't have enough time to maintain it and to add more stuff and delete more stuff in that respect. And we might as well play the shows that we feature on the station in rotation, because there's such a backlog of them, like the Sean Kennedy Show, and then there's Rant Speak and Binary Revolution Radio, and I'll probably add in some more shows of other shows that we have on the station if some of those shows send me their archives.
The bad part about that is, though, people get confused.
They do get a little confused. I get email all the time about the old Sean Kennedy shows, and they're like sending me links about stuff we talked about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Even though I put in the title 2001 or something.
It was originally aired on this date.
Yeah, so unfortunately people get confused. They even get confused about the Rant Speaks in rotation. But I still
it's really funny. I get confused about that.
Yeah. But I still humor them, and their comments are still very relevant, and they even send me stuff that I want to talk about right now.
I mean, they listen, so that's what the cool thing is.
Yeah, and they're listening. That's all we care about.
Well, that's true. It's like I was listening the other day to when you had the After Now, when you had that stream jacking.
Oh, yeah.
And I was wondering, did that one guy who tried to like make an explanation of how this could be possibly be, was he in on it, or did he really think he was helping?
No.
Trying to figure out what the problem was.
That's a guy that that helps us out from time to time, and he was in on it. But he does he does know about the stuff that he was talking about. All the stuff he was talking about is real.
Yeah, he's very smart. He knows what he's talking about.
He's very smart in that aspect. So, everything that was real he was talking about, but he was talking about fake stuff in relation to the real thing. So.
Yeah. Okay. I just have one last question. Do you ever consider something like a special programming, like having a weekend of just all the After Now in a rotation?
It doesn't work.
Doesn't work?
Nope, doesn't work.
Is it a technical problem?
No, it's not that. Nobody wants to listen to it. After Now is not good radio. We tried it.
It's not a good radio in a... It's kind of a personal thing you listen to. It's not something that keeps people listening to the radio, so we have thought about that, and every time I bring it up, Smokey's like, nah, I better not do that. I kind of agree with it.
That's all we ran on talk, and nobody listened, because it's not something that you can pick up on in the middle of.
No, it's more of a thing you start at the beginning and follow it through.
Oh, definitely, yes. I listen to the download archives I have, but I think it'd be something good to have just for like when the new season comes out, maybe to get people up to speed or something like that.
That might be an idea. Just before the new season comes out, we'll have a special weekend, like start on, well, however long all the shows take. There's like
After Now premiere weekend.
Yeah, and then it'll lead up to our show, like Rant Speak. And then we'll premiere the new episode right after Rant Speak or something like that.
That would be cool.
See, that would probably work, because it would be an event rather than like just throwing him into rotation and they're like, oh, what is this? What is he talking about? This is weird. I'm turning this off.
Right.
But the talk shows, you can come in at any time and you're like, oh, he's talking about this. Cool. We can check out the links and know about it. So it doesn't really work in rotation. It's kind of a specialized thing. But it's a good idea, though.
Okay, well, that's all I have. Just one last thing.
Sure.
I have
Thank you.
You can do that. It's okay.
And we'll kick you off. Okay, thanks for phoning in.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Oh, he hung up. Good.
Somebody was complaining I said more than Purden did, but see, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
I can do that.
We run the show. I say a lot, too. I try to cut down, but sometimes it just goes in.
It's hard.
And Snake Ghost wants to talk. So anybody who wants to talk is just further delaying the release of Patrolling.
Oh, that's okay. Don't want to talk to us, dude. Shut up.
And it's good. It's good calls tonight. I'm really happy about it. But I don't see you on this list. No, I don't see you on this list. I don't know why. Let me just take a look through here once more, because they're all in alphabetical order. I don't see you on the list, so add yourself, Snake Ghost. Unless you're under a different name. Our name is Rant Radio on here. Phone Fergie, I've been told. I don't know if that's a good idea. Let's see.
Well, we can always hang up on him.
That's true. I don't see Fergie in my list. See, if you put these people that have like 20 different names on the internet...
That pisses me off.
It makes me insane. One for their email, one for the IRC, one for... Oh, Snake Ghost is calling. See, you got to add me to the list. Oh, now he hung up. Jesus. One second. I'm going to add him. There we go. You are added. And now I'm going to go and find you on this list. Please authorize me. Tick, 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 tick. And there we go. Okay, we'll call him in. Yeah, you got to add. Snake Ghost. Snake
Hello.
Ghost. Are you there?
Can you hear me now?
There we go. I can hear
All
you.
All right. I just called in because I wanted to know about that modified virus. It scares me, man. They're talking about, you know, let's delete these key things here and there, and they'll just want to mess with these viruses and stuff. That's freaky.
Are you just talking about general viruses that are out there that people are changing around and making them worse and better and stuff like that?
Yeah, like the one they were doing for for that cancer virus that blows up
the virus
cells. That's,
meat,
yikes.
Like meat space viruses. Yeah, like real world virus. Yeah, that is kind of scary on that and in that respect, because what if you program it wrong?
Exactly. And what if it like starts mutating and stuff because it's unstable because you've changed it?
Exactly.
Or something like that, and then it gets loose and just bad stuff happens.
Yeah, it becomes airborne and it's like a flesh-eating virus. Instead of getting just the cancer, it goes a little bit wild and starts attacking, say, your heart cells. And, oh, that's close enough to a cancer cell. Let's destroy that one. Yeah, so there is bad aspects that could go in. So please, lots of testing. Please, lots of testing.
Lots of testing.
Can't imagine.
And a special note on... Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I can't imagine they wouldn't test the crap out of something like that.
Yeah,
that's pretty...
That's pretty intense kind of thing, yeah. So, lots of fetuses. Throw the cancer thing in there.
A special note on Homestar Runner with its popularity. Mm-hmm. Let's see, I think it was the second to the last season of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. They were all, like, playing D&D in the living room and stuff. And then, you know, it's like... They're talking about Trogdor, which is one of the... emails, you know, Trogdor going like, I'm Trogdor, I'm getting attacked by this and that and the other thing.
I will burninate you.
We will burninate you, yes.
That's awesome, yeah. You know your pop culture when.
Exactly.
We should try to interview with those guys, dude.
With,
That would be sweet.
That would be cool.
Yes.
I'm not much for interviews. I'm not too.
All right, thanks, guys. I just wanted to call in real quick and make note of that, but
patrolling.
Patrolling, absolutely.
Yes, I think we will go on to that because that is the last person who wants to call in. Cool. So thanks for phoning in. Very cool.
Have a good night.
You too.
Thanks, man. I was able to get a browser up finally.
Oh, did you? Your start menu worked?
Well, kind of. And I have a link to that hot DJ I was talking about.
Oh, nice. Post in the RC.
Oh, hold on. I'll put that up. This is for mature audiences only.
Yes.
And she's fine.
So all you kids, go to bed now.
She can have my babies whenever she wants.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. There it is.
There you go.
Look and drool. I'm going to click on it again just to refresh my memory.
I'm looking at it right now, and it's...
Like, the site is weird and has no links at all, but the picture is...
It just links to other station DJs.
Yeah, like, no information on her, except make a donation. Give me money.
And you know what? That probably works, because look at her.
She is perfect.
God put all the right parts in all the right places.
She's even got black hair. She's a perfect woman for me. And she plays... She's a DJ. Industrial music?
They just play whatever they feel like.
Okay, let's just imagine she plays industrial. She looks like the person who would. Yeah. So now it is time. The time has come. And do you want to do the honors and post the links?
Sure. Let me see.
You got them?
I think we'll come back up now.
There
we go.
Oh, crap. The outro is playing. Let me just skip that. There we go.
All right. Let's see.
You got it? You got it?
I'll get them. Hold on.
Because I got them ready.
Here's the big one.
Okay.
Right there.
That's the big one.
And I'll have the little one shortly here.
So the big one is 187 megs, and it's super keen looking. Nice, nice looking. But if you want to get your fix right away and look at the not-so-nice looking one, you can download the one that says low in the title. So all you do is click on that. And if you installed the torrent thing that we told you about in the beginning of the show, which I should link again for the people tuning in late. Actually, we have more people listening now than there were at the beginning of the show.
That's because they know we're leaving. They're waiting for us to get off.
That's right. They're like, oh, hurry up. If you got Torrent Storm working, let me just try it out. People are like, no, it's not working. It's not working.
That's the funny part.
It's working, you bitches. What do you mean neither are working? Click on them. Oh, you don't have it. Yeah, you don't have it associated, right? Okay, just copy that link, open up your Torrent Storm, and go File, Import Torrent File. Oh, crap, that doesn't work either. Use a real browser.
Yep.
There you go. Mr. Echo's also posted links for them as well. And there, that'll work. There you go.
The sooner Dropbox gets done, the easier this will be.
Exactly. So we're waiting. There's going to be better links, and I'm going to post these on the Ramp Media site as well. So they'll be all over. says broke.
I've actually got somebody working on it, so.
Well, if you use Mozilla, they work.
Yeah.
And once I get them up, they'll work as well on the Ramp Media. So. Kizzle says works fine for me. And let me check out.
I have to look at the big one. I haven't looked at it yet, so.
Oh, yeah, you got to check that out. It's beautiful. Especially the intro, and that's my judge of how good it looks. Not the intro, but the first part.
The first part is your judge of the good quality? That's a little scary.
No, the actual rendering, the first part?
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the other first part.
No. Because the intro, that first thing, I got to tell you, it took 3 weeks to render that. The first part, that computer graphics CGI part.
That's pretty sweet.
3 weeks, and the guy who did it doesn't want any props. Didn't want his name in it, which I was like, "Are you sure? It's amazing."
Maybe he used up a lot of company resources or something.
Exactly, he just doesn't want to be known, and I thank him very much.
Because anything that takes 3 weeks to render. Sweet mother of God. It's like, I work for Industrial Light and Magic.
Exactly.
Hi.
Yeah, no kidding. And I don't know how fast Echo's thing is going. I know I'm pushing out 15 kilobytes a second. And
mine sucks.
What does yours say? Bring up your program.
My computer's retarded right now. I don't even know if it's up.
And the more people that download this, the faster it will go. So as more people join on, it's going to go bing, 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 faster, faster, faster. And the torrent file itself doesn't use the server bandwidth. It's all the people that are sending it out. The torrent takes 2 seconds to download. So some people might have to watch this in the morning. Who knows? It's not broken.
Right
You're
now,
just
it's the best
retarded.
We can do.
Yeah, it's the best we can do right now because, believe me, this would just rape our bandwidth if we weren't doing it this way. And in the morning, you'll be able to download this in no time at all because there'll be lots of people sharing this. So if you let it go right now, you'll be able to get it faster and faster. Dathia says, I've got 19, 20 down, 39, 40 down. See, it's getting faster and faster. For people.
Well, that's good.
That is good. Oh, people are posting the torrents. So yeah, you can download this torrent, give the torrent to somebody else, and it'll do just the same job. And see, somebody Kizzle's already hosting it on another site, and that helps a lot too because people are having issues with the ones I'm hosting on the Ramp Media or something. It's not configured for .torrent files.
Mm-hmm.
So we are done tonight once again. And
an hour and 38 minutes.
Hour and 38 minutes. We gave you a little treat tonight and an extra bonus treat for the patrolling. Oops, it's playing it again. Don't play the outro yet. I'm not quite ready. So I'm going to open up the forum for the feedback on patrolling because I locked it. Because people always say, when's it going to be out? When's it going to be out? And I only want real comments, not, I'm still downloading it, and it's not out yet.
I'm just waiting for the flack.
Waiting for the flack. No, you'll like it.
If it doesn't matter, we'll get flack anyway.
Oh, of course. People are going to hate it. People are going to like it.
You guys are gay. This sucks.
So, you know. People like different things that we make, and some people don't like some stuff, and some people like other stuff. And there's going to be a certain crowd who like this.
Bad when I say that.
What?
I'm not saying it's bad when I say that. I'm just saying, you know, give it 2-3 episodes.
Yeah.
Where you get all pissed off. That's all I'm saying. But I know it's coming.
Yeah.
I know it's coming.
And while you're waiting, there is another. There's the teaser trailer. If you have not. Seen that teaser trailer, and that'll keep you occupied for a little bit. And I'm gonna
put the teaser in rotation on Rant TV beforehand, like I asked you to.
No, I didn't.
Probably not.
No, I didn't. No.
That was smooth.
I'm busy. I was busy doing the actual show.
Well, I know, but that promotion's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Well, I mean, it's gonna get a little promotion in the Rant TV. Who knows how often it's going to go on. There's more promotion through here. Here is the topic for making comments after you've watched it. Please don't say, I'm downloading it right now. Whee! That's stupid. I'll just delete that. I'm going to delete that if you do that. And here's the general forum.
Now they're all going to get it.
Yeah, of course they are. And you can also get the teaser video from there as well. Somebody's getting 50 kilobytes a second. So it's getting faster and faster, which is very nice.
I hate you, dude.
What?
I hate that guy.
You hate that guy?
I didn't get anywhere near that.
Yeah, no kidding. So what is it? You don't know what it's uploading for you? You can't get the program up?
I can't really switch on it. I need to reboot real bad. Since I was, like, intoxicated, I didn't get back. I'm lucky to be here right now, okay?
Yeah.
So...
Schizo is like 1 kilobyte a second. Go dial up.
See, I told you.
And the more people download, faster it's going to go, which is so nice. That is the magic of torrents. And there's currently 23 people downloading the big one, and 11 people downloading the small one, which is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and people are sharing really good, really nicely. Excellent.
That's good.
That's good. So we're going to go.
Yep, we're done.
We're done for this week, and we'll see you next week, and we'll get all the feedback, and I'll read all the feedback on the air. Also, you can email me, info@rantradio.com, about the feedback I'm patrolling. Whether you like it, whether you hate it, all that stuff. What? What?
So they can email me too, you know, if they want.
Sure.
That's fine.
Smokey had very little to do with patrolling, but you can email Smokey too if you want to talk to Smokey or say, I love you, Smokey. Have my babies.
Well, I am sort of the one that beats Sean with a stick, so, you know, you can email me too.
Yep. Smokey beats Sean with sticks. Big bamboo sticks. Gets him motivated, right?
Super Dude says I don't count on email. I don't know what that means, but okay.
Okay. I don't count on email, Smokey. I don't know what that means either. He's ESL. Don't mind him.
Probably not good.
Probably not good. So, we're out of here. We'll see you next week. Say goodbye, Smokey.
Goodbye, Smokey. I'm tired.
I'm tired too. And I'll finally be able to go to sleep tomorrow. I've been up till 2 or 3 every night for the past 2 weeks. Getting maximum 6 hours sleep, minimum 4. I've painstakingly brought this episode to you, sacrificing myself.
Well, I didn't sleep for the last 2 days before I went to Chicago.
So yeah.
It's like, of course, that's my own fault. That messed up 4 hours fighting with you.
Yes, that was fun. That was lots of fun. Of course, I wasn't doing anything. I was compressing the files at the time, so I had nothing better to do except fight with Smokey. I was going to do the small file the whole time. I just wanted to get a rile out of you. No, I'm just joking.
Well, shut the fuck up. You are not.
Just joking.
I know you guys will never, ever see it.
No.
You'll never see it.
It's
evil and it's wrong.
It's evil and wrong. So, we're out of here. See you next week. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.